This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Moltz.
Well, welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Moltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 351. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, today we're going to talk about the Internet of Things. What is it and how small business owners can take advantage of it? We're also going to talk about how to create the necessary legal documents your business needs if it's going to go out there and raise money. And it can cost a lot less than you think. But first, I believe that the key to any economic growth lies in creating more small businesses. My next guest has a very ambitious goal to create 1 million new businesses doing $1 million a year. Sramana Mitra is the founder of 1 Million by 1 Million, a global virtual incubator. She's a Silicon Valley entrepreneur and a strategy consultant. She writes the blog Sramana Mitra on Strategy and is the author of the Entrepreneur Journeys book series Envision India 2020. From 2008 to 2010, she was a columnist for Forbes. As an entrepreneur, she also ran three companies. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So why this goal of 1 million by 1 million?
Well, our analysis of the entrepreneurship market showed something very sad, which is that over 99% of businesses that go out to seek financing get rejected. And some of it is for good reason, because venture capitalists are looking for very fast growth companies that are approaching very, very large, like billion-dollar market opportunities. And most businesses don't fit that profile. However, somehow or the other, due to incredibly irresponsible coverage by the media, entrepreneurs, first-time entrepreneurs, naive entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs have come to believe that entrepreneurship equals financing.
Right.
So we decided that we are going to counter this and create an opportunity for companies that may not be venture financeable, but still viable businesses, how we can help these businesses sustain and succeed without getting confused by this entrepreneurship equals financing myth. Entrepreneurship equals customers, revenues, and profit.
There's
financing
no question.
Financing is optional. Exit is optional. So that's what this 1 million by 1 million comes from. We believe that there are many, many, much larger number of companies out there that should actually survive instead of becoming these infant entrepreneur mortality statistics that's happening today.
Yeah, I remember back in the early 2000s when I was an angel investor, I would listen to different presentations, and this guy would say, all I need is $3 million to get my business going. I'm thinking, yeah, that's all I need is $3 million. Because I agree with you. What people do is they confuse getting financing with actually the secret sauce, which is getting paying customers. They spend all their time getting money rather than trying to find out customers. And I think that's a huge problem.
Huge problem, yeah.
And so this other idea of not only just get 1 million businesses started, but have them do $1 million in revenue. I think that's a very important goal, because it's probably over 90% of the businesses in the United States, if there are 28 million, large of them, they don't do over $1 million. $1 million is actually hard to do. That's really the first milestone, isn't it?
Very hard to do. 0 to 1 million was one of the hardest parts of the journey. I mean, all parts of the entrepreneur's journey is hard, but that 0 to 1 million is one of the hardest part of it. And it's emotionally difficult. And especially if you're doing it for the first time, it's mechanically difficult.
Right.
And if you look at, today, incubators and accelerators have become a fad. And if you look at what those guys are doing, they're all trying to be feeders into angels and VCs and catering to that less than 1%. And my take is that in that 0 to 1 million journey, whether this company is going to become a $1 billion company or not, even if this becomes a $5 million, $10 million, $20 million company, or even just a $1 million, $2 million company, people need help. and nobody wants to work on these companies. So we decided that we are going to democratize entrepreneurship acceleration and incubation, and we are going to do it.
Sharmana, I actually think that getting from zero to $200,000 is easier than getting from $200,000 to $1 million, because zero to $200,000, one person can do that. You can have some early acceptors, you can have some early on customers, but I think getting from $200,000 to scale it, at least the first level of scale, that's really difficult. So I think you're focusing on an incredibly important thing. We're talking to Sharmana Mitra. She's the founder of 1 Million by 1 Million. So what are really the keys that you really see to get someone to $1 million worth of revenue?
You know, there are lots of different nuances to getting it right. To follow up on your comment, zero to 200 is easy and then 200 to million is hard. I don't agree with that. Zero to 200 can also be equally difficult because you have to get product market fit somehow, right? You can get a customer once, you know, to pay you maybe $100,000 or something like that. None of that is easy, by the way, but you can somehow or the other get 1 year to get to $200,000. But year after year, building a sustainable business that delivers a certain amount of revenue, a certain amount of profit year after year, that's hard.
So what differentiates from the companies that succeeded from those that fail to get to that $1 million level?
So, you know, my experience is positioning is a very big thing, and it's very poorly understood, right? So there is this tendency in entrepreneurs to think that they're going to boil the ocean, right? Everybody and mm-hmm. their mother is their customer. And the truth is, you build successful businesses by finding niche segments where you have really core value proposition people that compels people to want to buy your product or service. That's how you build really good businesses. It's not by, you know, boiling the ocean and catering to everybody and their mother. So positioning is something that, you know, most people don't have experience of or understanding of. So that's one area. If you can get it right, oftentimes that is one of the determining factors. The other thing that, to your point, you know, getting maybe 5 customers, 10 customers is one thing. Getting 100 customers, 1,000 customers, and getting year after year 100 customers and 1,000 customers, that's hard. So building a repeatable sales process is the secret of building sustainable businesses. So, that's hard. People don't understand how to do it, don't know how to do it. That's another one where we get huge mileage. So we work with our companies on all of these fronts, and I'm just giving you the areas where we get real leverage and real impact.
Well, that's where I really want to go next is, as a global virtual incubator, what are you doing to help these companies? What are your exact activities?
Yep. So the first thing we do actually is a free thing, and anybody in your audience listening today can come and check it out. Every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, we have an online mentoring session. And if you go to our website, there's a link called Free Public Roundtables. So you just need to go there
and give us that link,
and you will get all the join-in information. We have people from all over the world, entrepreneurs from all over the world, come to the session and pitch. And I anchored the show, and I essentially coach entrepreneurs, but it's a roundtable format. So people who are listening are also learning from that process.
And Sharmana, what is that? What's the URL? What's the URL that people can join in on that on Thursdays?
So 1mby1m.com. It's the number one letter M, B, Y, number one letter M.com.
And so how many people do you have participating so far in your program?
We cater to a community. So I'll finish in a moment of what else we do. But we cater today to a community of almost 250,000 people, or over 250,000 people. So, and we do all sorts of free things that includes this mentoring sessions. We have a very rich blog where we, you know, we essentially use the media to teach and inspire. So we have incredible case studies and incredible, you know, amount of trend coverage and so forth, through which we are also bringing people along. Then we have a series of books. We have 13 books through the program. You can learn from those books as well. Again, the same philosophy of case study-based learning. And then we have our premium program, 1 million by 1 million premium program, where we have a full curriculum. So we know today from experience, this is our fifth year of running this program, So we know from experience that there are certain things that you have to learn. And I gave you some examples earlier, how to build a repeatable sales process. You have to learn that. If you want to build a sustainable company, you have to learn that. You have to learn positioning. You have to learn how to validate your idea. You have to learn how to size your market. There's a bunch of core things. You have to learn bootstrapping. You have to learn the nuances of financing if that's something that you're going to go out and try to do. So all these we have excellent, you know, video lectures and case study-based curriculum material on. And you can use that curriculum to learn from anywhere in the world at your own time, completely flexible. Let's say you're an entrepreneur, you're a mompreneur, and you have a baby to put to bed at about 9:30.
Shamana, I got to leave it there because we're out of time for this segment of the show. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Coming up next, do you want to get investors for your business? Well, you're probably going to need a lawyer to draft some paperwork, or maybe not. We're going to show you a better way. This AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Getting better on the inbound Dan Ryan, but we still have a crash blocking the two right lanes in the locals at 47th. And then the three right lanes are blocked at 18th with police activity. 17 minutes from 95th into downtown. New crash, 8094 eastbound at Burr Street. Cruisers are on the scene. Also have Eisenhower inbound. All access to eastbound Congress Parkway. Not available until about 7 a.m., so you're forced off to the outbound Kennedy or the outbound Dan Ryan. So no delay, so thankfully, on the Eisenhower at this time. Rest of the roads are looking good. We see no other accidents or delays slowing you down. Weather forecast at this time, looking for a sunny high in the mid-50s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 33, 36 Midway, 41 Lake. Next updates in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
One event. One day only. With all of these names together. Sean Hannity, Ann Coulter, Hugh Hewitt, KT McFarland, Katie Pavlich, and Guy Benson. It's Freedom Summit Chicago 2015, November 14th in Itasca. Tickets begin at just $29 and are on sale now at freedomsummitchicago.com. Don't miss this exclusive event. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
This is Amy Jacobson. I'm excited to tell everybody who's considered buying a MyPillow but hasn't that now with the buy one, get one free offer, you'll also get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Basically, you can try MyPillow risk-free. You have nothing to lose and could be enjoying your best sleep ever. What are you waiting for? It is so important to get a great night's sleep. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, allergies, and more. Plus, it's washable and keeps its shape to give you support where you need it most. That's why it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For the MyPillow buy one, get one free offer and 60-day money-back guarantee, visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Please use the promo code Amy. Do it now. This offer is for a limited time, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com, promo code Amy, 800-489-0201.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Raising money for a small business is expensive, not just in time and energy, but legal costs to create the right documents. My next guest has a better and cheaper way to do it. Georgia Quinn is the CEO and co-founder of iDisclose, an adaptive web-based application that enables entrepreneurs to prepare customized institutional-grade private placement documents for a fraction of the time and cost. Heralded by Thomson Reuters as the top female attorney in New York City, she also serves as of counsel at the leading firm in crowdfunding, Elinoff, Grossman, and Scholl, specializing in facilitating financial transaction and compliance with the Job Act regulations. She has worked on over $1 billion in business transactions in the course of her legal career. Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Great to be here.
So this interview is only 10 minutes, but I know that you charge $2,000 an hour. So this is going to cost us, right?
That's right. Well, actually, because I'm, moved into the realm of legal technology, I'm going to try to find some ways to make it a little more efficient for you.
Excellent. So before we get to the solution, let's talk about what is the current state of the Jobs Act? Because this was passed years ago, and it was supposed to make it much easier for small business owners to get investors with a lot less rules and regulations and paperwork. What's the current status of that implementation?
All right. Well, so that it was initially, implemented in 2012, and now this is 2015. So 3 years later, a few pieces of it have been affected. So we have Title II, which is currently in effect, and that allows for businesses to conduct what's called a general solicitation if they need to raise financing. So that means they can advertise. They can advertise on radio shows like yours, or they can take out ads in newspapers, or they can advertise over the internet. And that is actually happening today with great success. Another portion of the Jobs Act called Title IV or Regulation A+, just recently went into effect a couple months ago. And so we're just now beginning to see how that works. And that just allows for an easier registration process to be able to access retail investors to invest in your business. And then, of course, there's Title III, which we are all still waiting with bated breath on, and that is the true crowdfunding title, which allows retail investors to invest over the internet in startups and small businesses.
And so what is the time frame for that being implemented? Because as you said, we're just waiting with that with bated breath. And what's the holdup?
Well, there's a lot of different, reasons. This is a, typical Washington, D.C. mess, but
there's a mess in Washington, D.C.?
Did you hear about it?
I didn't hear about that.
So, but we actually have some information that's been coming out in the past couple weeks that the SEC is very close to taking a vote on final rules and that we will likely have final rules within the next month. And so that is really exciting for people in this space and should be really exciting for small business and entrepreneurs everywhere.
We're talking with Georgia Quinn, the CEO and co-founder of iDisclose, and also one of the top female attorneys in New York. Georgia, now there are rules for good reason, because there's a lot of ways that entrepreneurs, small business owners, need to really legally protect themselves by raising capital online, correct?
Absolutely. So that's one thing we're really seeing in this new world of online capital formation. Because there's just so much information out there, it's actually really hard to control that flow of information to make sure that you're not being held responsible for information that's coming from other sources that you don't control. So the way the securities laws in this country work are you have to provide important information to all of your investors, and you're not allowed to make material misstatements or omissions. And that's really the level of securities fraud liability, and that can lead to criminal charges and SEC actions and just really bad things. So you want to make sure that you provide adequate information. And so one of the problems nowadays is that with all of these tweets and Facebook posts and other places where people are getting their information that you may not necessarily control, it's hard for that entrepreneur to ensure that they're, protecting themselves from that liability. So to protect yourself, you need to have proper legal documents in place that really explain the extent of your liability and make sure that you're disclosing all of the adequate information to investors.
Georgia, I just want to repeat what you said, because I think it's very important for small business owners, entrepreneurs to understand that if you don't get this kind of protection and things go south while you're raising money for investors, you could personally be held liable, not only civilly, but criminally.
Yes. I mean, that is the big fear and concern. You can actually personally, people have gone to jail. This is serious stuff.
Absolutely. So the cost of actually putting together these documents really can be quite high going through the ordinary legal channels. But talk about the solution that you now have in place.
Okay, exactly. So these costs can just be really exorbitant, especially for a small business that's only raising, you know, $50,000 or $100,000. So legal costs can be as much as $30,000 to $100,000.
Wow.
So you end up paying just as much in legal fees as you were trying to raise for your business. That makes no sense. So unfortunately, a lot of business owners end up doing is foregoing the legal protection and, you know, taking that risk. And we see a lot of problems, you know, with that strategy. So what I've developed is a technology solution that allows small business owners and entrepreneurs to go online and produce their own legal documents by answering a series of adaptive questions. So they're able to, you know, it's similar to TurboTax. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Of course.
So it's an online application that as you provide answers, it generates new questions for you to answer to drill down to the very specific legal issues. Then once you've completed the application, it puts in all of the legal language around it and packages it up into a formalized legal document.
And so what does this type of solution cost?
So it depends on what channel you go through and how you access it. Right now, the off-the-rack cost is $5,000. So we're taking that, you know, the legal cost down from $30,000 to $5,000. We think that is a significant savings. But even more than that, if you go through one of our referral partners, we cut the cost at minimum by 20%. And also we understand that one of the big hurdles is, you know, if you're out there looking for capital, you probably don't have the upfront money to pay your lawyers. So we can take contingent payments. So you'll pay $1,000 upfront. And then when you successfully have raised the money and you have cash to pay us, then you can pay us the rest.
Wow. So you're really being very flexible to make sure that it gets open to as many people as possible.
Well, that's the point. I mean, we're here to democratize the capital markets and make sure that these small business owners and entrepreneurs can survive and thrive.
Now, usually if you have a lawyer create these kinds of documents and if there's a problem, you go back to that lawyer. In this case, if you use iDisclose and there are issues later on, what's your next step?
So iDisclose provides you with a draft document. You still have to have an attorney do a final legal review. And if you don't have an attorney, we have partnered with sole practitioners and law firms across the country that will do that final review for you for a very low fixed cost. And so you would go back to that attorney to make any adjustments or changes that you need to make.
And I think that's a really important point. You're not just going using this piece of technology and then printing it off, cutting and pasting, and then going to market. You're having a legal professional review this first, right, Georgia? That's still
exactly.
An important start. We're not going to automate the whole thing.
No, and we wouldn't want to, because there is still something very important about that human touch and making sure to just do that gut check, you know. And that's why also attorneys shouldn't be fearful of this technology, because it really helps them. It helps them to be more efficient, and it takes out, frankly, a lot of the drudgery of the drafting process.
Well, what I like about it is, because I believe really behind closed doors, this is what most attorneys do anyways. They're just putting it into their own template, right? And this is really what you've done. So the last 30 seconds we have, I want to ask you about, where do you see this whole idea of crowdfunding and all the methods of raising capital? Where is it really going over the next 5 years?
So where, you know, it's going, I hope, where I'd just love to see it go is, as I was kind of saying before, a true democratization of the capital markets, where small business owners and entrepreneurs are able to access the capital that they need. They're no longer, you know, left out in the cold on the steps of their banking institution. And also individuals, you know, just regular people like you and me, not necessarily these accredited investors, are able to access investment opportunities, you know, maybe something in their local community that they see interesting, or a product or a business opportunity that they may have specialized knowledge in because of their experience that they want to be a part of. And it's really just throwing open the doors and allowing wealth creation for, you know, the 99% of us.
So, Georgia, if I'm going out and I'm raising money, real quickly, where can people access the software?
So just go to www.idisclose.com, and you'll see a video there explaining our application and what it can do for you. And you can access the application right then and there. Also, you can contact me through the website, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, speak with you or show you a demo or, you know, explain anything that you have questions about.
Georgia, thanks so much. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
One event. One day only. With all of these names together. Sean Hannity, Ann Coulter, Hugh Hewitt, KT McFarland, Katie Pavlich, and Guy Benson. It's Freedom Summit Chicago 2015, November 14th in Itasca. Tickets begin at just $29 and are on sale now at freedomsummitchicago.com. Don't miss this exclusive event. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The protest went on, but so did Donald Trump.
The world is waiting for you to be president, so why are you hosting Saturday Night Live? Why? And the answer is, I have really nothing better to do.
Protesters upset that NBC gave Trump the spotlight after he's called illegal Mexicans in the U.S. rapists and thieves. Defense Secretary Ash Carter accusing Russia of endangering world order.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy. But make no mistake, the United States will defend our interests and our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us all.
Speaking Saturday night at the Reagan Library in California, Carter says he's also concerned about China's growing military might. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadways. Big problems on the inbound Dan Ryan. Three right lanes blocked off at 18th with police activity. Subsequently, the inbound Stevenson ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan shut down with easement for this police activity. Do anticipate that the outbound ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan also blocked off with this police activity. Good news on the inbound Eisenhower. All access to eastbound Congress Parkway has been restored after construction. Traffic is sponsored by Veritiv. Veritiv is hiring drivers. Enjoy great hours, great people, great equipment, and local routes close to home. It all adds up to a great driving career with Veritiv. Get started at drive4v.com. That's drive, number 4v, letter v.com. Weather forecast, sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Your next update comes your way in just 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hi, honey, I'm home. How was your day?
Oh, don't ask.
Why? What happened? Or do I not want to know?
Well, the new carpet in the living room is ruined. Your daughter decided to have a tea party with her Mr. Fluffy Bunny and his friends. Now there are stains everywhere.
I never did like Mr. Fluffy.
That's already on top of the stains your teenage son made last week when he tracked mud all over the kitchen tile and sofa after football practice.
My teenage son? Well, I guess I'll need to talk to him.
Honey, we need to call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning today.
Executive Green understands family and the mess that sometimes comes with it. If it's been more than a year since you've had your carpet, upholstery, or tile and grout cleaned, you need to call Executive Green at 708-599-5151. They use their own purified water and a safe eco-green solution that won't leave a toxic residue for your next tea party. Best of all is the price. Only $139 for three rooms. Call 708-599-5151 now or schedule online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number 3, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Some major problems on the inbound Dan Ryan. Two right lanes blocked with police activity at 18th. Subsequently, the ramps from the inbound and outbound Stevenson to the inbound Dan Ryan also shut down with this police activity. It's still 15 minutes either way you go from 95th into downtown. Good news on the inbound Eisenhower, however. The access to eastbound Congress Parkway has been restored after construction. Had that shut down for a good portion of the night, so if you're heading downtown from the Eisenhower, you have no problems whatsoever to get into downtown. Several roads closed around downtown as well for the Hot Chocolate 5 and 15K race. Right now, most of the roads through Grant Park are affected. Your weather forecast looking for a high of the mid-50s with some sun. 33 O'Hare, 36 Midway, 41 Lake. Next update comes your way in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20.
Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. John Babcock serves as the CFO of Satellite Industries, the world's largest supplier of products to the portable restroom industry, including restrooms, trucks, and deodorizers. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Barry.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of people over the last 6 years, and I've never interviewed anybody that really ran a portable toilet company. So let's hear about it.
Well, believe it or not, walking down the street, you'll probably not be able to go about 30 minutes without seeing one of our products. It's one of those that...
Well, actually, I'm a little older, so I can't go more than 15 minutes without seeing a toilet. So, you know, it's something that we use all the time. It's funny because you have here a fun fact is that one of your products actually saved Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway. How'd that work?
That's right. One of our products washed up on shore, and he grabbed it, put it on his raft, and it used it as a sail. In our office, we've got a little framed poster signed by Tom that... basically said thank you for
he's forever thankful, right?
That's
or
right.
Been just stuck on that island. So tell us about the industry. I know this has been around for a very long time. How do you compete in an industry that really is so old?
Well, it's surprisingly a fairly niche industry. There's not a lot of manufacturers in the world that say, hey, I'm going to get into this industry. Yet it's something that basically has a need wherever you are. A lot of our segments include events like state fairs. We have a big one with the Pope coming up in New York this year. We follow the Pope all around the world. Construction. Here in New Orleans, we were first responder for Hurricane Katrina. So it's an emergency management product. A lot of anywhere you've got sanitation issues, that's where we are.
You know, I can think about it as being a great business because, you know, people buy when they're in pain, have money to solve the pain. Obviously, having a bunch of people in one place, you need to have some kind of portable restrooms because
yes. If
not, it's a real big problem. But I also can think about that as a very complicated business, first with the regulation or first with the transportation, the disposal of the waste. There's so many issues, it's got to be a nightmare.
It is, and we're in 125 countries is where we sell to. So we've got cultural issues regarding the whole going to the bathroom type of situation.
Well, don't talk about that because, you know, we're all keep thinking that everyone goes to the restroom like people do in the United States. And if you traveled in the world outside Western Europe, it's just not so.
That's true. If you've been outside the U.S., you know that there's very different sanitation habits no matter where you are in the world.
So talk about that for those Americans that have not traveled outside the world. Tell us how it's different.
Well, we've got products that you sit on. We've got products that you squat on. We've got products that have you just standing out in a field because the sanitation needs are so rudimentary that all you want to do is just contain contamination and not let it get into your drinking water. We've got products that flush and fluff and, you know, do everything but take your temperature for you. It's a wide variety, depending on where you are.
And so what are the biggest issues that you run into, really, as a mature business?
Right now, I think global supply chain is a big issue. We're distributing around the world. We're manufacturing around the world. We're plastic products, so it's resin-based. So just having your products in the right place at the right time with the right configuration is a big challenge.
And so how do you do that? What really runs your business in that respect?
Well, we've got a unified distribution system globally, so it's all run on one system, whether it's out of Germany, the UK, South Africa, anywhere in the US. They're all accessing one point of supply, one inventory management, one distribution type of software. So we've really worked hard to just make our global, or just our global visibility unified.
And what would you say, there's a lot of competition in this area, what is really your sustainable competitive advantage?
Well, being the oldest in the industry with the most experience, our competitive advantage is quality. It's kind of, think of it like a car. If you buy a car that breaks down every month, over the long run, you're going to spend a lot more. Our products will last 20, 30 years, very low maintenance. So it's a good business for people to get into. It's got a very good return on asset from a sanitation operator standpoint.
So your business is really just the manufacture of it, and then people buy these portable toilets, the events, and then they move them around.
That's correct.
That's so really what it is. So you don't have to worry about all the logistical part of it.
Right. We call ourselves a shoot and ship. We'll run plastic products, ship them all around the world, and then the rental and logistics companies, event companies, they'll take it over from there, and they put them out on the events, clean them, move the waste off-site.
So when you say you have a high-quality product, is it that it just doesn't smell? Or it seems to me that the maintenance of your product after a buyer gets it really influences what the product ends up being.
That's a big thing, because if you put an asset out in the field, there's probably on a construction site not very many products that are as heavily used or heavily abused as the porta-potty. And so you want something that's going to always be there, always be functional, and provide, you know, easy sanitation for people.
So what recommendation would you have where you have a product out there, someone's really responsible for maintaining it, but your name's still on the product? How do you protect your reputation and your brand in that case?
That's a struggle that we always do encounter. I'll take my kids walking around the park, and I'll see our product, and I'll look at it and go, oh, this person's not taking care of it.
So you get out your rag and things like that,
well,
right?
Well, I usually, you know, give them a call. We partner with quality people that represent our values, that, you know, that follow through with our commitment and high quality. They're high-quality companies, too, that we try to partner with and make sure that they're doing it the right way.
And I think that's a big issue for small business owners. They may sell their product, and their product is out in the field, but someone else has to maintain it. So I think partnering with good folks is really important. Well, that's all we have time for this segment. Where can we learn more information about Satellite, John?
Well, if you want to learn about us, our website is www.satelliteco.com, or through the wonders of Google, you just Google portable restroom or portable toilet, and we pop up number one.
John, thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you, Barry.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8800 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 8800.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
You can hardly read a website these days without hearing something called the Internet of Things. And so today we're going to talk about what are those things and how can it fit into my small business. Here to help is Mike Onardo, who at 46, with little money, started his own IT company called Future Tech Consulting, which he has successfully managed and nurtured for the past 20 years as owner and CEO. For the past 15 years, Future Tech Consulting has been recognized as one of the best in business and top workplaces. In 2013, he started pursuing his lifelong dream of writing a book called The Beginning. This is the first part of a trilogy. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Well, first thing I want to talk about, what is this Internet of Things? And as a small business owner, do I got to start thinking about these things too?
Yes, we do. It's the newest trend in technology, Barry. The Internet of Things is a network of physical objects or things embedded with electronics, software, you have sensors, and network connectivity, which enables these objects to collect and exchange data. You know, you hear about the cloud. A lot of this information now can be, you know, gathered in any location and then, you know, stored in the cloud for multiple people to access it and do analytics with it.
And so give us an example.
Well, there's actually hundreds of examples. A simple example would be monitoring of vehicles and pedestrian levels to optimize driving and walking routes, intelligent and weather adaptive lighting in the streets. You know, one example simply is it can sense whether a car is coming, and if there's no car coming, it turns the lights off. And as soon as the cars come, it turns them on. You can save a lot of energy, you know, during the periods like from 1 to 5 o'clock in the morning.
But also is like a Fitbit bracelet or an Apple Watch or a Nest. Those are also Internet of Things, right?
That's another one. I mean, there are just so many applications for it, you know, in health and business and industry. It's pretty amazing. And these sensors are going to be, you know, that are tied to the Internet collecting data. And what it allows, like, companies to do is to get this data, you know, whether it's in the production, their sales, or whatever, and integrate it all together and then actually do some analysis to come up with some projections on sales and inventory and things of that nature. So it's really allowing people more to use data to make decisions, which is very helpful.
Which is important. Now, for the last minute we have, I just wanted to talk about this book that you wrote called The Beginning, which is a sci-fi thriller that seeks the answers to questions about if there is life on other planets. What do you think?
Basically, I think it's 50-50. I think there's a lot of questions that are still unanswered. The book tried to, you know, present both sides of the subject. I would think that a lot more study needs to be done. I think there's enough evidence to take it serious. There seems to be support by the public with that, but the government and, you know, scientists kind of you know, perceive these things as being a little too radical, especially when you're talking about UFOs and those who have visited the Earth in the past.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, I happen to agree with Jodie Foster, who said if there isn't, it's probably a terrible waste of space. So, Michael, where can people get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me at mnardo at futuretech.com or my business web site, which is www.futuretech.com. And the book website is www.thebeginningbook.com.
Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you, Barry. Have a nice day.
Thanks. And that's it for this episode of Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. And, of course, our special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffran, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call, 773-837-8250 or barry@maltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get unstuck and you move your business forward? Isn't this the year that you make more money? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
My name is Dr. Howard.